Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Pam Denton, and this is the Goddess Psychic Blog Talk Radio Show. My name is Pam Denton, and today I have a special guest with us in the studio, Kelly Covert. And before we get started, I just want to talk to you a little bit about this show. It's very specific to the changing times that we're in right now. I am the founder of a program and training for women called Rise to the Top Training Network. This is an international training, and you can access the information to this at my website, pamdenton.com, and that's Denton with a D. So Rise to the Top Training is about the female form of leadership and bringing this leadership out into the world. And one of the things that I've found in doing leadership evolution work with women is that the intuitive pathway is very important for us right now. In fact, it is one of the most important pathways that we can use for our healing, for our transformation, and for our leadership. So I am a practicing psychic. I do psychic healing, psychic development, psychic business downloads, and I use my intuition to guide my life in many ways. So this episode is really special because we're going to talk about how can you listen to your own inner voice and how can you learn to use your inner voice or your intuition, your inner guidance, your inner compass, sometimes I call it, or your navigation system to navigate the world and make your world a better place. And Kelly Covert happens to be an expert. We are colleagues and know each other well, and we work together with each other as female leaders advancing our own businesses. So I think it's really awesome that she's here with us today and helping us advance our lives. Now, although we are talking about goddess psychic and feminine leadership, if you are a male, this show is for you too, because men do have a feminine side, and it is important for men to cultivate their intuition. And there are a lot of male psychics out there. On one of my shows, we had a call in from a male psychic, and you know, it's really cool to be a man and embrace the fact that you have intuition. So Goddess Psychic is for men and for women. However, I specifically am working with women more than men right now, because women really need to rise up in their leadership and embrace intuition as one of our inner strengths. So without any more about Rise to the Top training, let's get into the Goddess Psychic side of things. And I'm going to introduce Kelly and get her on the line here. So introducing Kelly Covert. She is an inner voice coach. You can access her information at kellycovert.com. And welcome, Kelly, to the show.
Can you hear me? Thanks so much for having me, Pam. I'm so excited to be here with you.
Awesome. It's great to have you. So let's jump right into this topic, because we don't have a lot of time on this show. And there's so much to talk about. There's so much good information about what you do. And we're really going to link this in for the listeners to intuition and listening to guidance. So let's start with the most basics. First, who are you? How did you get involved in the inner voice coaching that you do? And then we'll jump into what it means to be in your inner voice. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Thanks so much, Pam. So like you said, I'm an inner voice coach. And how I came to become an inner voice coach is really interesting. For me, it was a journey through a life of perfectionism and chronic overachieving and always listening to the voice in my head that told me I wasn't good enough, that I needed to do more, that I should be doing this, that I need to do that, and living a life of comparing constantly to others and always feeling like I was coming up short. And that came to a boiling point where things just boiled over, and I realized I can't keep living like this anymore. It was affecting me so deeply to be in this place of needing external affirmation all the time and always feeling like I just, you know, I was on to the next thing and never being still, never listening, never connecting, and always not feeling good enough. Like it just was a constant companion, if you want to use such a nice word. And I realized it was affecting every part of my life, you know, my life as a mother, my life as a wife, my life as a professional musician, my life as a triathlon coach at the time. And it was through triathlon coaching that I really started to understand that when we accept who we are, we can start to connect with that inner voice, that place that tells us we are worthy now, that place that shows us what we really should be doing to be aligned with our soul. And when we start listening to that voice, we become very, very powerful because we start to create the life that we really have always wanted. Even if we didn't realize it was the life we wanted, that's what our soul has been guiding us to this whole time. And as I was coaching triathletes, I started to recognize that my passion really was for teaching people how to access this place of power, to access this place of guidance that has been with them since the moment that they were born. And so over many years of learning and growing and becoming a recovering perfectionist myself, I have built a business of helping other women, and I usually work primarily with women, to really connect with that inner voice. And I teach them how to practice that, what tools you need to do, how to know what is what, because we have a lot of voices that we hear, and how to distinguish the voice that's really going to be guiding us the way our soul wants to be guided versus the voice of all of the external stuff that we're, you know, bombarded with day after day. And that is how I came to be an inner voice coach.
So that's so interesting. What I love to listen to in your story is how we have the voice of the inner critic. Women have the voice of the inner critic. And I think a lot of times we go to psychics to find out what the real voice is. Like, what are we really being guided? However, in your work, you use your guidance capabilities to help people listen to their own psychic intuition so that they can override that critic. So can you give a couple ways that we as women or as men can listen to the inner voice rather than the critic? How can you decipher which is which?
Well, I think the first thing is that we have to create a practice of stillness. And, you know, in my life, and I see this time after time in the women that I work with, they're so busy doing that they don't spend very much time just being. And so we have to create that time and space in our lives. And you know what? It doesn't have to be an hour. I'm talking 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes. You have to sit still. You have to be quiet. You have to quiet the voice in your head or create a practice that helps you quiet the voice in your head. So then you can ask the question that you need answered. And if you're quiet and you've practiced getting to that place, you start to hear the voice that comes up, and it's different. And it's sometimes hard to explain to people how that's different. But I think that the biggest point for me and the biggest difference for me when I'm listening to my inner voice versus my inner critic is that I never feel ashamed. I never feel not good enough. I never feel like I'm being required to do something else or that I have to prove myself. So it's just about listening and learning how to access that. And I think some people think, well, maybe I don't have that. Yes, everybody has that. We all have that within us. We're born with that. And that's just our soul. And for me, a really great starting point that I give clients often is to journal. And I'm not talking about sitting down and, like, writing a diary of, like, what your day was like, but, like, literally writing stream of consciousness, whatever's in your head. Empty out all of the stuff that's in your head. Just get it out. Write it out. It can be messy. It can be sloppy. It can be spelled wrong, whatever. And then when that stops, take a deep breath. And ask yourself a question that you need answered, or just ask for guidance. And then what comes up for you, that's your inner voice. That's your guidance system. That's that wisdom that we can tap into at a moment's notice if we know how to do that, if we've practiced that.
Does it have a different resonance Do you feel like, because I call it like the inner gong, when I get an answer, it causes a different vibration. Is there like a different tone, or how can we recognize that this inner voice is coming through when you've been living in chaotic clutter, so to speak, for so long? Like, what's that sign that you're listening to the inner voice?
This is a great question, and I think that the challenge here is that it can really be different for everybody. But I try to connect to it on a physical level. So when my inner critic is telling me I should be doing this because that's how so-and-so does it, or I need to be doing this, or I really should be doing this, or I'm not good enough, like, to me physically, that feels heavy. You know, it weighs me down. I feel big even when I listen to that. Like I don't feel good in my body when I'm listening to that voice. And when I'm listening to my inner wisdom, I feel light. It feels like it's coming from a different place for me. Like, physically, it's coming from, like, my womb, almost, I think is how I would put it. And it flows. It feels effortless in a way that the inner critic does not. And so I think that the key is first creating the space to be able to even start to decipher that there's more than one voice there, that there's more than one thing that you can listen to. Because for many people, we've gone a lifetime of paying attention to only the voice that tells us how much we suck. And it's going to take a while to silence that, or to at least let that go to the background. It will still be there. It's still going to be there, but we get to choose whether or not we're going to believe what it's telling us. And I think that that's where we really start to become empowered and realize that we have the power to create what we truly want by deciding if we're going to listen to that inner critic, or if we're going to listen to somebody outside of us tell us what to do, or if we're going to really connect with our soul and listen to our inner voice and be aligned with that true purpose.
You know, it's interesting that you say that about, we've been listening to this voice that's been telling us that we suck for so long. It's so true. And my guides as a psychic, when I do psychic readings, I sometimes just laugh and giggle, because the guides that I tap into are going to tell people that they're amazing. And sometimes they reiterate the same things over, like I'll do four readings in a row at a psychic fair or something. And they're always there. This higher self wisdom is always there saying, you're amazing. You can do this. You can move forwards. You can do great things in your life. And that program is so awesome once you start playing it over and over in your own life to hear how amazing and great you are, because we just don't get enough of that in our world. It's so stifled in us to believe that we can do great things. And I think as women, we are so limited in what we believe we can do. I was just in a conversation about this with my good friend before I got on this radio show to lead this. And it's like, we can do great things in business as women. We have to create the pathway for that to happen. We have to create the financial prosperity, and listening to this positive inner voice is the pathway to do that. So let's talk about, when you start to listen to your inner voice, what happens? How does your life change? How did your life change, Kelly? Or, you know, however you want to answer that, but what changes when you start to really tune in?
Well, you start to feel good. I mean, when it comes right down to it, you start to feel like the real you. And I think that a lot of people will relate to this. When you're striving, when you're always like trying to prove yourself, you always feel like you fall short. You feel like you're faking it, right? Like that somebody's going to figure out one day that you have no idea what the hell you're talking about, what you're doing. That you're failing at everything, and that you're just really good at putting on a show. And when you start to tap in and live by that inner guidance, that inner wisdom, you don't feel that way anymore. You stepped into who you were always meant to be. And that feels so right, and it feels so good, and it feels so aligned. It feels so like in your integrity of what you're supposed to be doing, like that you don't even question it. And you see joy and you see love and you see all of the things that you've always wanted to have in your life all around you already. And so, you know, when I'm really walking in that place of alignment, I feel like me. And it seems so simple and so complicated at the same time, but I think that whenever you've been, and all of us I'm certain have experienced, even if it's just a moment of being in that exact right place where you feel like exactly who you are, and I think that we can feel that way all the time if we're really standing in our integrity and aligning ourselves with our souls. And, you know, it's easy to step out of that. And it's going to happen because we're human, right? Like, we're not perfect, and we're going to have moments where we, you know, fall back to those old default ways. But the more we've practiced of coming back into alignment, stepping back into that integrity and listening to our inner voice, the easier it gets. And, you know, we know when we're not there because we're not feeling good. We're feeling less than, you know, and that can strike in lots of different ways. It could be about body image. It could be around your confidence. It could be around your parenting or your relationships. It can pop up in a lot of different ways. But if you're feeling like you're in a funk in one of those areas, be really honest with yourself about if you're in your full integrity, if you're aligning with what your soul is asking you to do. And typically, you aren't if you're feeling that way. And you can bring yourself back to that place of feeling like the true, authentic you when you step back into what your soul is asking you to do.
It is so true. I have coached women for over 15 years, over 20 years, in self-confidence and life mastery. And, you know, one of the things that I notice is we create this story that I call these the rebel voices, the voices that rebel against your soul. Like, they've been programmed in from somewhere, from trauma, from school, from the universe, you know, from media. And these rebel voices try to knock us off our soul's path. And what I know to be true in my own life and for the women who master this is when you start to listen to the inner voice and you start to listen to your soul's alignment, the soul is so much stronger than the rebel voices. The rebel voices no longer can get at you. The darkness, the negativity, the shit that's out there can no longer penetrate your field because the soul is so much stronger. So as I was listening to you talk, Kelly, I'm like, oh my God, the soul is like the strongest, most amazing part of ourselves. And I always say that this inner voice always speaks to us in the positive. It'll challenge us to change, tough love, but it'll never knock us down and make us feel small or shrink our soul. So we know that we're in this inner voice when we're listening to that amazing positive alignment that our soul has the capability to be and do. And, you know, think about it this way, everyone out there, like, you know, women coming together in this power place, all of us together supporting each other, you know, we can really set the world in a new direction by listening to our soul. What do you think about that, Kelly? Like sisterhood, aligning our inner voices and getting the job done.
Well, it's so powerful. It's so powerful because I also think you're talking about the rebel voices. I think that we all have many of those. And that they also play a role in our lives, and that their role, as they see it, is to protect us. And so it sounds like fear. It sounds like doubt. It sounds like things that are going to keep us from doing what our soul is asking us to do, because when we step out into our soul's true purpose, it can be really scary, and it's scary because it's powerful. And our subconscious will try to do everything it can to keep us from failing, to protect us from feeling, you know, out of our element. And, you know, I like to think of it when that fear pops up, that's like the guidepost to me. Okay, I'm really scared right now. That means I'm going in the right direction. That means I need to keep going this way. Like it's, you know, like if you're on the highway and it says, you know, Syracuse, 32 miles, you know that you're going in the right way. And I think that for me, if I can think of those voices as that, you know, like recognize that they're there for a reason. And I can see that reason as a reason to turn away and to not do what I'm supposed to do, or I can see it as an encouragement to keep going. And if we all really start to step into this place, we become courageous. We become brave. And I think that the things about being courageous and brave that we have to truly recognize is there is no courage without fear. There is no bravery without fear. It's not an easy path. Like that, the point of it is not that it's easy. It takes daring. It takes courage. Like you have to put yourself out there, and you have to be willing to step up to the role that you've been given. But when we start to do this, that's when we are truly inside of our full power as a woman, as a human being, as a spiritual being in a human body. And until we do that, it almost feels like just half living.
It is half living. It's not full living. That's a great close. So we do have a caller, and I'm going to take some callers now. So, Kelly, I just want to thank you for that. Like, what I feel in closing, based on what you're saying, is like we need to live in our full power, and that the support system that your coaching offers is incredible because of the fear to live a brave life, because of the fear to live a courageous life, we need that support system. We need sisterhood. We need coaches. We need to hire people to help us. We need psychics. And, you know, this can help us cultivate this inner knowledge of what our soul is really here to do so we can live a full life. So thank you for those words of wisdom. And I just want to thank you again for being on the show. And if anyone is interested in getting in touch with Kelly, you can go to kellycovert.com and reach out to her. She's an amazing coach and has a lot to teach us and bringing women together into their full power. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you so much. And I'll just add really quick, I have a 5 days of journaling challenge that's starting on Sunday. Actually, it's something that my soul told me to do, so I just did it. And you can sign up for that right on the homepage of my website. And it's free, and it's a really great way to get into a practice of listening to your inner voice.
That's awesome. Thank you for that. All right, so let's take a caller. Hold on. Hello, this is Pam. How can I help you?
Hi, good afternoon, Pam. This is Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you?
Great. How are you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Good. Oh, no problem. What do you have a question? Because I saw that you had a question mark next to your number. So what's on your mind today? What can I help you with?
Yeah. Well, I'd like to know what's coming up, you know, career-wise for my business, if within the next month or two, as I'm waiting for some contracts. So I'd like to know, what do you see coming forward?
Yeah, it seems like there's some stuck energy around the contracts. Have you been waiting a little while for them?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're moving some new energy through your business, it seems like. When you said contracts, what I see in my sixth sense, in my third eye, is like it's stuck. It's kind of like concrete. And there's like this, so I'll decipher this for you in a second, but there's like this energy that's right when the garbage truck goes by, so it could get a little bit noisy here for a second. But
there's some
energy around it. Okay, good. And it's trying to get through, but it seems like there needs to be a shift in your focus or your energy or your belief system. Something needs to shift. Do you have a sense of what that is? I'm not getting information on the shift, but maybe you need to re-energize.
I'm always like, I'm high energy. I'm always doing everything right. You know, I'm doing it, but there's always a second party that I'm involved with, which is an author, you know. So these contracts are in regards to authors that I represent. So one energy, the female energy, she's taking care of. You know, I got a healing, and I told her to go back into the book and do, you know, needs a little more action. Now, the other gentleman, the energy, something happened in January that totally shocked me. He went kind of behind the scenes and tried to do what I'm doing, do it himself. So now it's kind of like, I'm good, you know, like I just want him to be, you know, like I want the best for him and I want this book to come out. I'm not sure about him, you know, because I just don't know, you know, I'm great. You know, I just like want the best, you know, I'm helping people and I have great energy. I'm very vivacious and young spirited and I know what my goals are and I know how to help people. I'm not sure if that gentleman, energy is about to shift or.
Well, I think it's a releasing energy. It's a letting go because whatever residual energy is stuck from this gentleman doing that, it's like smack dab in the center of my consciousness right now. So when I'm reading it, it's like it's stuck. So maybe you could do a prayer to the universe of just letting it go, whatever residual energy, because you are vivacious, you are amazing, you can help people, but he's not your right client. Like the energy's off there. So I would just pray to the universe to like remove this from your field and move on.
Thank you.
I don't know what the relationship is, but there's a letting go that needs to happen here. And you just need to trust that the others that are like the ones that are really working for you there's more behind that wall of stuck energy waiting. The flow is waiting for you. It's right there.
I know.
You gotta let go of this masculine block, whatever it is. Oh, good.
So it's just
You get what I'm saying?
Gentlemen. Oh, I do. I've been feeling it. You know, I've been feeling like because me, I work like on a daily basis, you know, and it's really, I don't feel anything. Yeah, I feel like a blank canvas coming out of him, even after I spoke with him, because I brought it to his attention, you know. So I think like just drop him. I've been having that feeling.
Let
just
him go
drop
kindly.
Him. There's not, there's somebody always greater, you know, because I think that,
that's right.
You know, it's always a thing that he might even go back again, you know. He can't help himself. He thinks he could do a better job. Let him, you know. Thank you.
He's going to have a learning curve for sure, and this will be a lesson for both of you. For you, you know, you're strengthening your soul's purpose, and for him, you know, learning that maybe he does need help and support from people who have the mastery that he needs. And I know that from an authorship position that I had to learn some of those lessons myself. Oh, my gosh. So
you know,
sending love
ego.
And compassion to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ego gets him. That's what the block is. It's the ego. But it's not your ego. It's
no.
Yeah.
I have none. No. I don't work with ego. I don't do well with other people
you
ego.
Don't.
So,
no.
Thank you. Wow.
All right. Cool.
I've been feeling it. Thank you so much. Thank you for helping
You're
me
welcome.
With this one.
Yes.
Thank you. Have a lovely
great day. Okay.
Bye,
right,
Pam.
You too. All right. Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there. We are completing our show today at the Goddess Psychic Show. We had a wonderful interview with Kelly Covert and kellycovert.com. Again, my name is Pam Denton. I'm the founder of Rise to the Top Training for Women, and we are evolving the feminine form of leadership in the world, and so you can access my information at pamdenton.com and visit me on Facebook. So have yourself a lovely day, and I'll be back with more great interviews and information for you. Have a wonderful day.